Играется.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Yuma Ayin Aleph Amabez. We're holding on the second line from the top on Ayin Aleph Amabez. So says the Gemara, we mentioned in the Mishnah that the Yom Tov Ha'Ya'isa Lo'ayavav, that the Kohen Gadol, after Yom Kippur, we described that he left the Azara and he made a Yom Tov for his friends. So says the Gemara, a story about one time when the Kohen Gadol left the Azara, something interesting happened. Tad Rabbanan, Ma'isib Kohen Gadol Echad, Shi'atzim Beis HaMikdash, Babu Azli Kuli Amu Basrei, everyone was coming to greet the Kohen Gadol, to give him a Yashakayach, after he finished the Avayda on Yom Kippur, came into Chazyunu, L'Shami Vavtalion. However, once the people over there, they were going to the Kohen Gadol, and they saw Shmayin of Talion presumably were also coming to give a shalom to the Kohen Gadol. But once everyone there saw Shmayin of Talion, who were the Gedolei Ador at the time, so Shafkuhu L'Didei, so they left the Kohen Gadol, V'Azli Basar Shmayin of Talion, and instead they went after Shmayin of Talion. They went to say hello to Shmayin of Talion. L'Saif Amr Shmayin of Talion left to renominate the Kohen Gadol. Eventually Asu Shmayin of Talion. They came to give the shalom, to give the Yashar Koyach to the Kohen Gadol, and the Kohen Gadol wasn't very happy with them. They sort of stole his moment. So Amr Lahan, so the Kohen Gadol said to Shmayin of Talion that the Asim and the Amim in Lishlam, that they were Gerim, so he made fun of them a shtickle, and he said that the children of the Goyim, they should go in peace. He's referring to them. So Amr Lahan, so they said to him, they answered back that Yesim and the Amim in Lishlam, the Avdin of the Aaron. You're right, we might be Gerim, we may not be direct descendants of Aaron HaKayin like you, but at least we act like Aaron HaKayin. V'lo yeisi ba'aron l'shlam d'lo avid of the Aaron. But you shouldn't go l'shlam, you shouldn't go b'shalom, because even though it's true that you are a direct descendant of Aaron HaKayin, but you don't act like Aaron. Aaron was a roidev shalom, ayiv shalom, v'roidev shalom. We came to you, and to give you shalom, and this is the way you talk to us, so at least we act much more like Aaron than you do. Says the Mishnah, Kohen Gadol Meshamish Bishmoyin Kalim Vehedit Barbo. The Kohen Gadol, he was Meshamish in the Beis HaMikdash, wearing 8 begadim, and the Kohen Hedyot with 4. So now what are the 4 of the Kohen Hedyot? It's the Ksoinas, Mechnasayim, it's Nefes, and the Avne. Those are the 4 of the Kohen Hedyot. And the Kohen Gadol has an additional 4, Maisav Lav Kohen Gadol, Chayshim Ve'efoidim Ve'ilvatsets. Now, says the Mishnah, that Be'elu Nishalim Bu'ur Vetumim. It's only while the Kohen Gadol was wearing all 8 begadim, that's when we could ask a shayla from the Urim V'Tumim. Ve'ein ha'sholon el l'melech u'lav bezdin u'lumish ha'tzibur tzarech bay. But not anyone could just go ahead and ask the Urim V'Tumim their shaylas. It's only the king, the av bezdin, or someone that the tzibur relies on, such as like the Kai Meshuach Muhammad. We'll see more about this in the Gemara. So now says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, Devarim sh'amar sh'nemar v'hen sheish, anything that says about them, in the parish of the Big Day Kahuna, it says that one of the materials involved is sheish, which literally means linen, but if that's one of the materials, so then chutan kafel shisha. So then that tells you that all the strings in that beged, all the strings are made out of 8 strands each. You take 8 strands, you spin them together, and that's how you make each string. Mashzar, if the Torah says mashzar regarding one of the, when describing the materials of the beged, afterwards it says that the strings should be twisted, it says mashzar, so then the halacha is that each string is shmeina, is made out of 8 strands. If it says mashzar by itself, I mean sometimes it says shesh mashzar, so then it's only 6 strands each. But if it says mashzar by itself, so then each string is made out of 8 strands. So now says the Braisa, and we'll discuss each line in the Gemara, but miel shneim asar pareichas asar v'arba choshev eifed asar v'shmeina. So it comes out the miel is made out of 12 strands, the pareichas was made out of a total of 24 strands, and the choshev and the eifed was made out of a total of 28 strands. So now, chutan kafel shisha, we said that if it says sheish, so then each string is supposed to be made out of 6 strands. So we know, what's the makar, that when the Torah says sheish, that's the halacha, that each string is 6 strands. So says the Gemara, damakra, because the pasuk says regarding the Big Day Kahuna, it says v'yasu es haksoinas sheish, v'es mitznev sheish, v'es pare migvoy sheish, v'es vichnasei abad sheish mashzar. So it says the word linen 5 times. It says v'yasu es haksoinas sheish, that's 1 time, v'es mitznev sheish, that's a second time, v'es pare migvoy sheish, v'es mitznasei abad, bad is sheish, that's a 4th time, and then it says sheish mashzar, that's a 6th time. So chamisha kreiksiv, it says 5 times the word sheish. So the gufei, the kistanihavu, one of them is to teach us the etzem halacha that these begadim need to have linen, they need to be made out of linen. V'chachi echutan kafel shisha, Another time it says Sheishis to teach us that each string is supposed to be made out of six strands. V'chad shiu shizurin, that's supposed to be twisted, the strands, and not just, you know, loose. It should all be twisted into a single string. V'chad l'shar begodim shaloi nemer ben sheish, which we'll see what that means later. V'chad l'akev, and the last one, time it says Sheishis to teach us that this halach is ma'akev, and if you don't fulfill these halachas, so then the beged is not kosher to be used. It's posul avayda. So says the Gemara. Now my mash medai sheish kishno. How do you know that? So we already really finished the makar. Thus, now we know what the makar is. That when the Torah says sheish, it means that each string is supposed to be made out of six strands. But now the Gemara just wants to know that how do we even know that sheish means linen? So says the Gemara. My mashma the high sheish kisnahu. Amar Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi says, "We're going to give the first teretz." Amar Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina. Damar krab bad, because the Torah calls the sheish, it also calls it bad. Bad and sheish are synonymous. And now bad, why is it called bad? Davar ha'ilam in a karka, bad. It must be it's called bad because it grows in individual stalks. So what grows in individual stalks? That's linen. So that's how we know that bad is referring to linen, and bad and sheish are synonymous. So we know now that sheish is linen. The Ema Amra, in fact, the Gemara, maybe it really means wool, because wool also, each hair grows out of the animal from a single hair follicle. So says the Gemara, no, because Amra epatuli mepatzla. It ends up fraying and it splits into many different strands, and therefore it's not called growing bad individually. Well, says the Gemara, kisnanami epatuli mafzo. It has the same mitzias when it comes to flax. Says the Gemara, no, but kisna agav likuse mafzo. That's only if you hit it, but it's not naturally that it splits like that. That's only by wool. So the only thing which grows mamish individually is flax. That's how we know that sheish refers to flax. Ravina Amar Mihacha. Ravina says that the makar that we know that sheish refers to flax is from the following, because we just said before that the different big day parts of the big day kuna, let's say the hat, the pare, hamigvais, which is referring to the hat, that was made out of sheish, and says the Gemara, says Ravina, we have a pasuk in Yecheskel which says pare pishtim you al reisham, say pishtim you al masneim. It calls the hats that they're made out of pishtim. So is it pishtim or is it sheish? It must be that sheish is pishtim, that sheish is flax. But says Ravashi to Ravina, so then you're telling me that the Makar is from a pasuk in Yecheskel, so what happened before Yecheskel came along? So how did we know what it meant? Says the Gemara, Tameich, that's not a Taina, according to you, that the following halacha, we don't know it, we don't see it directly in the Torah, but midivrei Yecheskel ben Buzi lamanu, but we learn it out from a pasuk in Yecheskel, that kol b'neichar erol lev, erol basa l'yavay al mikdashi, the pasuk says that a person, a kayin, who's a mummer, he's an erol lev, or if he's an erol basa, which means he never got a bris milah, so he's pasul avayda. So before Yecheskel came along, how did we know this halacha that an arul is pasul avayda? Ella, what do you have to say? Gemara gamiri la. We have a mesayra. We have a halacha l'mashma sinai. That's the halacha. It's just that v'asi Yecheskel v'asmach v'asmach akra. He put it onto a pasuk. He hung it onto a pasuk. But we already have it b'mesayra. We knew it before Yecheskel. So hachanami gemara gamiri la v'asi Yecheskel v'asmach akra. Here too, also with regards to this, the fact that sheish means linen. I'll tell you, we knew that b'mesayra. How did we know it before Yecheskel? We knew it by Mesayra. Yecheskel was just coming to put it onto a pasuk. So we finish now explaining sheish. That's how we said the makar. How do we know that when the Torah says sheish, it means that each string is supposed to be made out of six strands each? Mashzar shmoina mino. But what's the makar now that mashzar, when the Torah says mashzar, that each string is supposed to be made out of eight strands? So it says the Gemara Dechseh, because the pasuk says regarding the remainim on the meal, it says v'yas v'ashuli ha'meil remainit chelus v'argama v'tulah ashani. So it describes three different materials, and then it says mashzar, that's supposed to be twisted. So it says three materials and mashzar. So now, how many strands are these materials supposed to be made out of? So it says the Gemara v'yalof mashzar mashzar mipareiches. We learn out the gzereshav of mashzar mashzar from the pareiches. Malo halon by the pareiches asir v'arba. It was a total of 24 strands, like we said in the Braisa, because it was made out of four different materials, and there it says sheish, it says sheish mazdar, so it says sheish, so we know each material is six strands each, so that's a total of 24 strands. So here too also, it's a total of 24 strands, and that comes out, the have a kochad of echad tamane, since here it's only three materials, and it's 24 strands, so 24 divided by 3 is 8, so it comes out that each material, each string is supposed to be made out of 8 strands. So that's the makar, that when the Torah says mazdar, that each string is supposed to be made out of 8 strands. Why don't we say to learn out mashzar from the chayshin and the eifod? That malaholon esav v'shmeina afkan esav v'shmeina. Just like over there was a total of 28 strands, so maybe here by the remainim on the meal, it's supposed to be a total of 28 strands because it should be like the chayshin and the eifod. There was 28 because there also was 4 materials. It says shesh mashzar, so each string is made out of 6 strands, that's a total of 24, but then there was also, in each material, an added golden strand. So therefore that's an extra 4, that's a 24 plus 4 is 28. So while we learn out from there that it's supposed to be a total of 28 strands, so it says, the Gemara, done in davar so nemer b'yzav, mi davar so nemer b'yzav, lafuki choshev ve'efoich nemer b'enzav. We'd rather learn it out from the parechas, because that's more similar to the remainder of the meal, because both of them don't have any gold added in. As opposed to the choshev ve'efoich, that they have gold added in. So it's not as similar. Well, says the Gemara, Ad Rabba, done begami begat. Maybe the chayshin and the eifod are more similar because they're both begadim. Lafuke pareichas dayalu. The pareichas is not a begat. It was part of the mishkan. So that's less similar to the remainder of the meal than the chayshin and the eifod. Ella says the Gemara done in me'avne. Rather, we learn it out from the avne. We learn out from the avne that's supposed to be a total of 24 strands. And why is the avne the best option? Because then v'daven v'daver shloy nemer b'izav, we beged v'daver shloy nemer b'izav. Then it has mamash all the ma'ilos. It has it's a beged just like the remainim, and it doesn't have any zav added in just like the remainim. V'ain done the daver shloy b'izav, me daver shish b'izav. And that's better than learning it out from the chayshin and the eifod, which have gold added in. Rav Mari says a different teretz. The way we know not to learn out from the chayshin and the eifod is because tasanu ksiv. It says that the chayshin is supposed to be made like the eifod. It says kemaisa eifod tasanu. So we learn out from there. Tasanu lezev leila acher. Only the chayshin is supposed to be learned out from the eifod and nothing else. Rav Ashi Amar, a third teretz, that the reason why we know dafka not to learn out from the chayshin and the eifod is because the pasuk says regarding the remainder on the meal. It says vasisa. It says then you should make it. So vasisa ksiv. And we learn from there, shiyu kol asuyai shavais, that everything should be equal. All the strings should be made out of the same amount of strands. So now, if we learn out from the chayshin and the eifod, that it has to be a total of 28 strands, so v'heichin avin, how are we going to accomplish that? Na v'til sodasar asara, if we make each one of the three out of 10 strands each, so havelu tlasan, that's going to be a total of 30 strands, and that's more than 28. Na v'trade de tisha v'chad asara, and if we make two of them out of 9 and one of them out of 10, which would be a total of 28 strands. That's how we'll accomplish it, but that also is not a possibility because Amar Krav Vasisa Shiu Kol Asuyei Shavais. We know that each string has to be made out of the same amount of strands. So therefore, we know by default that it can't be that we learn that from the Chayshin and the Eifod that it's supposed to be a total of 28. Rather, it's supposed to be a total of 24 strands. And being that it's only three materials, so 24 divided by 3, it must be each string is supposed to be made out of 8 strands. And that's the makar that when the Torah says Mashzar, so each string is supposed to be kafel shmeina, that each string is supposed to be made out of 8 strands.